Hello and welcome back to Person of Interest. What's going on? I am Natalie. I am recording this from my home. This is cool. Does it sound different? That's awesome. Whatever. I'm very excited for this next guest. I'm excited about every single one because dope ass people come on this thing. Not gonna lie, we got some dope ass people on here, and here is another one. And her name is Kelly Spanner, and she is an amazing chick. She reached out to me and said, yo, I got this thing going on. It's called Colette Papery. It's amazing gift cards. I run this business, been doing it for a long time, and I need to come on and talk about it. And she's pretty cool, so I think it was all kismet how it all happened, and her story is very similar to mine. So we became instant girlfriends, like immediately. It was really rad. She's got a wicked, wicked, wicked sense of humor about her, and I thoroughly enjoyed this. She owns Colette Papery. The story of how it all happened has to do with her mother being sick and the dark humor that happens when you're caring for a loved one who's ill, which I think a lot of us can relate to on some level or not. You can find her on Instagram at Colette Papery, and that's Colette with one L, C-O-L-E-T-T-E-P-A-P-E-R-I-E, and on Facebook and at www.colettepapery.com. Come in order to ship some stuff to you or ship them to somebody else or buy some, all that stuff. She's also on Etsy and Linktree, all this stuff. Instagram and Facebook is where to find her and go from there, and then clubpipery.com. Enjoy. So Kelly, where tell me, where are you from?
I'm from southeastern Indiana, like a Lawrenceburg area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
That's my original location.
And
now I live in northern Kentucky.
Do you like living in northern Kentucky now?
No.
Really?
It's okay. I mean, it's very Republican.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's like a lot of pickup trucks and like gun whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that part is a little weird for me, but... It's all right. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah?
I'd rather just live in the city, but the girls go to school. Sorry.
Can I get you tissue?
No, I'm okay.
Are you okay?
All right. It's all right. I mean, you know, Biden won, so, like, it can't be that bad, right?
Yeah. I mean...
But he certainly didn't win in Kentucky, so...
I don't even know. He didn't win in every county in Ohio, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But even, like... I mean, living in over the Rhine is great. I've done it for a long time, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of getting, as you can see here, seating at my kitchen table. The FC Stadium is right there.
Oh, yeah.
And the sirens go by all day. You hear a lot of mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
I kind of think I'm getting over it a little bit. So
I think I would like it.
Have you ever lived in the city before?
Yeah. Yeah. I lived here for a few years before I met my husband.
And when did you
guys
meet?
Before I married my husband, I guess I should say. We were together when I lived here. We got together about, I guess it's been eight years ago.
Oh, wow. So it was after you started Colette Papery?
Yeah. Yeah. And I lived in Minnesota. I was working for Target.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It was cool, but it was kind of like sucking the life out of me.
Yeah.
Draining.
What were you doing?
Apparel design.
Oh, cool. You're a designer?
Yeah. I mean, that was my education. So,
yeah,
you know, but it was really, I don't know, it wasn't working. I don't know if it was just not working because of me or if it was not working because it doesn't work for anybody.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, those kinds of jobs, you know, you feel kind of like if you quit, your life will just end.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to see that past it. Yeah, like that's the hard,
yeah,
what else do you do?
And so, like, my actual story begins there. Because that was the reason why I quit, was because my mom was sick. And so I moved back down here.
Yeah.
And it gave me like a really good excuse.
Yeah.
To just, okay, well, I gotta go. I gotta leave because she's sick and, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and work.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't concentrate on anything. So it was really a problem. And so I made the decision within like 15 seconds. You know, I was like, I need to be down there.
You know, I think that also though, like you made the decision really quickly, but do you think that there was like a pang in your gut that was like, I got to go do this?
Yeah. It was not even a thing. Like,
yeah.
I knew immediately.
Yeah. That's a calling.
Yeah. And my dad happened to, he was a landlord of some apartments and he was like, well, the one of them is open. And I was like, great. I don't have to pay rent now. I'm moving in.
Perfect.
So it actually was kind of perfect.
Yeah. Honestly, I would say, I think that I also moved back to Cincinnati because my mom was sick. and still is sick. And but I thought that I was giving up on that life, and I thought that I was in a way like a failure, and like, am I just using this as an excuse? And I was confused on that for a really long time.
Really?
But like deep down, I knew that like, yeah, once my gut made up its mind, I went from loving life in California to hating it, and like, no, yeah. I got to be home. And
that, like, suddenly and that, the color of things changes.
And
you know?
That was it. And you're like, you got to follow that. And then, but I think that's for me, I said the same thing. That's when life started for me as well.
Yeah.
So I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Totally get it. Oh. So then you came home, and then what happened next?
I came home, and I spent, I thought she had a year left, which ended up being a few weeks, which
I'm
was
sorry.
Crappy. Yeah. And, you know, I hadn't even unpacked my stuff when, you know, she messaged me and said, you know, we got to go to the hospital. So it was kind of rough there. And when we were sitting in the hospital rooms, you know, we spent 5 weeks total just kind of in the room together. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to be there with her. But, you know, she got like lots of cards. Mm-hmm. And they were so stupid. And she really needed to laugh.
Yeah.
And the funniest moment we had, and some people look at me funny when I say this, but we'll see, is that I was bringing her the mail.
Yeah.
And there was a magazine. It was Good Housekeeping. Came in the mail. And it said, "This is your last issue of Good Housekeeping." Oh. And we...
That is beautiful.
We had a moment.
That is beautiful.
It was hilarious. And I was thinking like, so it was like a calling.
Yeah.
You know? It was like, you gotta make funny cards. And I'd already kind of been exploring cards because I've always loved it. Like I've always been, you know, into that kind of stuff. You know, I always go in those stores and like look at notepads and pencils and
for sure,
you know, all that stuff is super fun. But that was kind of like, okay, well, this is what I need to do. So so it really was slightly born at that point, I think. You know, it was kind of like a rough time at the same time. But I think it actually helped me grieve, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and now after she passed away, it was like, okay, well, now I got to start my life, you know. So that was kind of like the end and the beginning sort of thing. So it's a little bittersweet, but.
Yeah, but I think it's also great that you can say that your mother inspired you for the trajectory of what you have built, this amazing, beautiful business
empire
that you have now. Empire.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's all thanks to your mom, which is like so much homage to
it's
her.
It's cool.
And
yeah.
It's way wicked cool. That's wicked. Cool.
And even if she wasn't even involved, it's still so cool when, like, I think about how many cards are everywhere and in every store and, like, popping up in everyone's mailboxes. It actually, like, is there's, like, a little piece of her, you know, in each thing. So it's kind of, it's cool.
So what was she sick with?
She had cancer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't they all have cancer?
Yeah, like, my dad has cancer. Yep. Yeah. Were you guys close?
Yeah. As close as, you know, mother daughter. It's kind of a rocky relationship for everyone, I feel like, but it was good.
Yeah, I get you.
I mean, I was just I didn't stop being a jerk until she got sick. So I actually felt like I was only a
same
decent daughter. At that point.
Yeah. But you know
what,
though?
Which sucks, but you can't blame yourself for that, right? I mean,
yeah. No, I think it's life. I think that's what happens with a lot of us. And like, you know, it was a good.
You just kind of grow up, I guess.
Exactly. Yes. But not everybody does, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would say when I was like this, after I'd already made my decision to come home and I talked to some people about it, because I was still, I knew I was doing it, but I needed other people's validation. That's just what I sought out. And I got it the most from people who said, you know, I had a bad relationship with my parents or whatnot, and they got sick, and I never moved home to be with them in their last months or years. Like, it's my biggest regret in life.
That would kill me.
Grown-ass humans with a bunch of kids and a thriving life, and they're like, I think about it every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, okay.
That's terrible, really.
Right? And, like, and at least you – pardon me, I get that. But at least you don't have – yeah, but I think that's – absolutely wonderful, though, that, I mean, it's a little bit of your mama there. So was your mom's name Colette?
No, it's Terry.
Okay. Where did the name...
I honestly, I don't even really have a good story for it. Like,
yeah.
I just was trying to find, like, a pretty name. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, I wasn't really sure it was going to just become this funny thing. Like, I was just trying to think of something pretty. That's all there is to it.
So, did you have another job at the time?
I didn't, no. I, you know, we had a little bit of extra cash mm-hmm. lying around, and I wasn't paying rent in my dad's apartment. So,
nice.
You know, it was okay. I kind of just went with it. And, that was 11 years ago.
Wow. And so what was the timeline? So your mom passes, and it was mm-hmm. like through her last couple, last time with you, you realized that, is that, did you kind of already have your mind made up you're going to do this before she passed?
No, I was still kind of panicking, like, that I had to get a real job.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't that feeling suck?
Yes, it really truly does. But I had all this time suddenly, mm-hmm. and that was something I'd never had before.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was like, okay, what can I, you know, it was just like some mental space opened up. Mm-hmm. And it was okay that I just kind of tried to get this rolling.
Yeah.
And it did really well even from the start. I've actually never really had to try in the past, like, 11 years.
Girl, you better knock on some wood.
I know.
Right now,
I know.
I'm knocking for you. And also, congratulations. That's a sheer sign you're doing the right thing.
Like, I'm just, like, in my pajamas all day long, and I've never had a business plan, and I do my own taxes still. Like,
yeah.
You know? And I still all do it all in one room, so it's insanity usually, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Mm. So, what was, like, your first product, and where did you first start selling?
There's a store in Minnesota called Patina, and somehow I got a meeting with them, and I brought my products, which is something I never do anymore.
Yeah.
Which
Minnesota, you live there.
I lived there at the time, and okay. I was up there, and I met with them, and I just knew of, like, I was a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, you know, got in and I showed my products, and I had, like, a whole plan of, you know, getting my stuff into their store. And at the time, it was just, like, a bunch of, like, dumb cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think they were all that funny, but they actually placed an order. Like, and it was amazing. They placed, like, a $700 order, which is just, like, the breakthrough, you know?
Yes.
So it was super cool. And they have, like, 5 locations. And so I still kind of think, like, fondly back to that day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was how I started. And then I realized, okay, I need to sell to stores, you know? So mm-hmm. that was my... You know, I realized that really quickly.
So what is your writing process? So, like,
I think it's kind of like what we're all laughing about.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just, you know, talk with my friends and stuff, and I write things down all the time.
That's great. You know, you're a comedian.
We'll have a joke, and I'll just, you know, say, hold on a second. Like, I have to write that down. Or just, you know, just see something and I'll be like, I can make that into a thing, you know? And
mm-hmm.
and so I just kind of, I'm always fleshing out ideas. My idea list is long and I lose track of them. But
okay.
sometimes I will go back to the beginning of the list and say, what was I doing here? And so I'll try to, you know, and a lot of them don't come to fruition, but I have so many that it's okay.
Yeah.
Because there's probably 300 different cards in the shop.
So that's what, okay, so you have, so you sell worldwide.
Yep.
You are everywhere. So you're online, obviously, mm-hmm. but then you also are in stores everywhere. Like, you're huge in California.
Yeah, actually, there's a long list of California, yeah.
I think that's got to be your most, right?
I actually feel like there's just more cool stores in California.
Yeah.
That's my theory. But I like it. I'll take it. That's fine.
So how did all these stores come about? So, like, you're a new business owner. Your first one goes really, really well. And then you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I start looking up stores.
Mm.
And... You know, I would say that I would try to go visit them, but it's more like a drive-by. Like, I'm like, oh, that looks like a cool shop. And if I don't have time, I just write it down or look it up really quick
mm-hmm.
and reach out. And honestly, a lot of my business has been just me reaching out to a store and saying, hey, I've got some funny cards.
You know
what? I think
they'll
do well in your store. And they buy them.
You are very, I feel like that is the key to entrepreneurship, is just being confident and being forthcoming.
Yeah, just saying, hey, you know, like, this is what I have to offer you. And I have a really great price. And, you know, stores love that.
Well, so you have so much. All right. So you write all of these cards, right?
Yep.
Like, for instance, I love this one. Life would suck balls without you.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. It's also, okay, may your birthday be filled with love, happiness, and gratitude. Oh, and cake.
Yes.
And cute baby. Are you sure it's yours? These are just great. This sounds like someone that like your snarky friend is telling you, like, around the lunch table,
right,
when you're
yeah.
when you're day drinking white wine, like, yeah, girl, yeah, what, today sucks, sending you love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you come up with all of these. How many do you have? And you said over 300.
Over 300 cards, and I just started making all these stickers. There's keychains and all kinds of notepads.
So you have brought me awesome stuff.
I did bring you some stuff.
So I love this because I'm all into this
that
stuff.
That notepad
as well.
Is a really big seller, and it makes
this
me
one?
Laugh. Yeah.
Okay, so the
this
one she's
simple.
Talking about, it's a, like, it's a refrigerator notepad.
Yeah, for your grocery list. Right?
And it has a magnet on the back, and it says, today's bullshit. Amen. All spelled correctly. And then fighting the particularly, the patriarchy, one to-do list at a time. Awesome. So you do definitely have strong feminist vibes,
yeah,
in your stuff
as
well.
I didn't want to get like too into it because I feel like I have a pretty wide range of people looking at the cards.
Yeah.
But I kind of dabble in things, mm-hmm, I would like to say. Yeah.
And so do you think that this is a strong reflection of who you are as a woman?
I mean, I think so. I'm pretty snarky in my everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
But I just see it as being who I am. Like, I don't really, you know, I think of myself as just being real.
Yeah.
I guess, you know.
And
I'm just honest.
And but not everybody's honest, though.
No, it's true. I know. It's really,
especially
it's
in self-expression, unfortunately,
yes,
you know.
For sure.
But I feel like the ones that always do the best are the, you know, just the more, if anything, don't just think with some things like, why are you trying so hard not to just do what comes easily?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm, like, I just don't get it.
Yeah. It does actually come pretty naturally to me, mm-hmm, which is cool. And, I try to, you know, I have these bright envelopes with the cards. So I kind of feel like, you know, I want it to kind of stand out in the mailbox kind of thing, you know?
I like this. It says, to someone who absolutely smashes it every damn day. Wapow. It's beautiful.
And I hand letter them too.
Oh my gosh. So, you hand letter these. What exactly does that mean?
Well, like, I use an iPad and an Apple Pencil, and I draw the letters. I don't
you
use
You draw
fonts.
All of this?
Yeah.
You're a very talented artist.
It's fun.
Wow.
So I every now and then I'll have like a hand lettering class. I'll teach it, but I don't have time to do that anymore.
Yes, you
I would
did,
like to.
Yeah, you did. Used to teach calligraphy.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
also do photography with your husband as
yes,
well.
Yes, I do. In my spare time.
In your spare time. So how many hours a day does making cards and stickers and your stuff
it's all
take
kind
up.
Of fluid. There's no free time, though.
Yeah.
Is basically like, if I'm not doing this, I have this to do, and I'm actually trying to write this book too, so it's like there's just it's too much.
So what is the book about?
Well, it's kind of about my story and how to I want to inspire other like people who want to be entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm,
to go ahead and try, you
yeah.
know? So I talk about, you know, what things you gain and what you lose and things like that, but it's not done.
Well, so, but so in entrepreneurship though, I feel like everyone has a different story and everyone has a different methodology. And what are some tips that you can give?
Oh,
just right off the bat, what are some top of the head things?
Don't be scared.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's number one. Don't be scared.
Were you ever scared through your process?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't
what do you think was the motivation to keep you going?
It was just amazing to me that when I didn't have the real job, I like to call that the real job days,
uh-huh,
as though this is not a real job. But I kind of want it to be
So what? Oh, yeah. So what is it that keeps you going when you're scared?
Yeah. Well, it was amazing how much headspace I had. So I kind of just thought, I can do this. Like, there's nothing stopping me, truly. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of all there was, really.
I would say that's will and determination.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to do it.
And it was amazing that I didn't have to have a boss.
Yeah.
Like, that part was big. I didn't ever have anybody, you know, if I wanted to be productive, I produced. If I wanted to be creative, I made things.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, I decided when I was in the mood to do a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to follow it as a creative, you know, when it pops in, when it comes to you, you got to capitalize on that moment right there.
Right.
And you had said, don't worry not to have health insurance.
Yeah.
Yo, government health insurance is like better than paying for health insurance anyway, in some states at least. My
sure.
Colorado health insurance was the tits. It was awesome.
That's great.
Just saying, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. If you really seek it out, there is help for everyone out there. It just is complicated.
It's true.
It's hard. They make it really hard, which we won't even get into any of that.
Right.
But they make it extremely difficult. So how old were you when you started this?
27.
27. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is crazy. So this was in 2008 or 7?
Somewhere around in there.
Around,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've lost track.
So you've been doing this for a long time. So what are some of the things you've learned along the way?
Let's see.
Let's start with this. What are some things you would suggest not to do?
Not to do. Don't try to sell products that you don't make.
Okay.
You have to love your product so much. Like, it's your baby. You can't say, oh, that's neat, I'm gonna sell that for this company. That's not, you know, that's not really doing it. And finding a point of view, I think, is really important. You have to look at what is available currently and decide, okay, there's a need here.
Yeah.
You know, and that was kind of my whole beginning, was that I felt like there was a need. Now I think there are a lot of cool card brands.
Yeah.
But when I started, not so much.
Oh, you got on it early.
I did, yeah.
Do you ever think back to when you were with your mom and you were like, these cards suck?
I did.
We
yes.
need new ones. Do those thoughts go through your mind often?
Yeah. And like, she had cards that said, get well soon.
Oh, man.
You know, like, you can't give.
Yeah.
Are you missing the whole thing here?
Do you know what I think is great? I think in general, there are a lot of cool cards now. And I think that might be a reflection of how America grieves. When
yeah.
before it was so cagey and no one talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, especially with cancer, at least I know my dad has cancer. Sometimes I call him, there's those brands that are like, fuck cancer.
Yeah.
I've given him some fuck cancer things. And then he's given them back because they didn't want cuss words hanging around his house, actually.
What?
I know. Don't even get me started on that.
He's trying to stay positive.
Well, and he, but I feel like there are like that kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I call him cancer boy to be insensitive sometimes. I'm like, all right, cancer boy, what are we eating for breakfast? Okay.
Yeah.
Today's
well,
not
you
your
gotta
day
make
again.
Light of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. How right? else are you going to survive?
And like, I feel like those moments are ones that you need to just like, they're funny. I was once helping my mom get into the shower and her bare ass touched my cheek.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is only the beginning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember having to buy some, like, ointments.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, eventually, though, it was like, this is not a big deal. Just do it.
Yeah.
Like, I would just park in the front of places and put my flashers on.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't give a damn. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't care. Go ahead, honk at me. Like, and I kind of still do that. But
yeah, me too. Yeah, that's it.
But, you know.
So, do you, like, the thoughts of your mom, do they go through your mind often?
Well,
like,
of course they do. Yeah.
Like, in your writing process, you know, does any of it come directly from her? Can you think, do you have any cards in particular?
It's been so long, I know. I mean, I do still think about what would have made her laugh in those moments when it was like, you know, nothing was going to make anybody laugh, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I think that that still holds true.
Did she have a good sense of humor?
She did, yeah. I wasn't very nice about her sense of humor. Like, I thought she was dumb with her jokes. And I remember thinking that, you know, I was just like a brat. You know, yeah.
It's tough when your parents, especially when your parents are sick and grieving and you're a caretaker or just watching them. I feel like
I was still pretty young too, you know, so it's like, I didn't know anything.
And it seems like you really forgive yourself now, though, and you have a good relationship with it.
Yeah, I think so now.
I think when you're grieving or whatnot, you just got to give yourself space to do whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
Because everyone does it differently and there's no right or wrong. And there's no, I can't even say it, you know?
Yep, right.
So now, as a stepmom, can I call you stepmom or can I say?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. The two girls, have your daughters been, your stepdaughters been in school this year?
Yeah, they have been.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. I got in kind of early with them.
Okay.
So they don't like totally hate me.
Yeah.
You know?
I worry about that as a woman climbing up in my years. Yeah. Like, I'm probably going to come. I'm going to become a stepmom. I got no choice anymore.
Yeah. I actually think it's really not that bad. It's good. You know, we have like a 50-50 thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we try to like just get everything, all of our work done in the time that we don't have them. And then,
That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful for them.
Yeah, I think, they're actually really lucky. They don't realize it, but they are lucky in that way.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
because we really try to, like, open it up for the time when we do have them.
Oh, like exploration and fun?
Yeah.
And, like, having a great time?
Yeah.
So you and your husband do photography together.
We do.
And does he do anything else besides that?
Nope, he's all wedding photography.
And that's wonderful.
He does the majority of the work. I just I'm kind of like the lackey.
You're in there a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. I just help a little bit because it really requires two people.
I was going to say, there's two people are way stronger than one. And
he's taught me everything I know. So he's the true expert, though.
Are you enjoying it?
I am. I hated it at first.
Really? Why? Yeah.
Well, it was really rough. Like, I don't know. The weddings were long days. You had to kind of be on the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You had to think of everything under the sun. It was just stressful.
Yeah.
I felt like, and I don't have a lot of stress with my cards. So it was kind of shocking to kind of go into that. And I didn't really know what I was doing at first, but now I do. So it's like, it's easier.
Mm.
And I can be creative and, you know, just like do my thing. And I like it because it does separate me from what I'm doing every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something different. So that's been good.
So your cards and humor and illustrations kind of remind me like cartoony. Hold on, I don't want that to...
No, it's
that's
okay.
A good thing.
Yeah, it's fine. Like I use bright colors.
Yeah.
And I like to keep them fun and simple.
I would say fun and simple because I don't want to offend you if that is...
No, it's not.
I just don't know illustration jargon. But do you watch and like absorb any comedy or cartoons in your day to day?
I mean, there's a lot of comedy with having a 13 and almost 15 year old in the house. Yeah.
Girls are being, how is that? Okay.
They're really silly.
13 year olds now are like 27 year olds.
Definitely. Yes.
I mean, I have a niece who's six. I like think she's 15 all the time. I forget.
Yeah. Like the younger one, like she says like, she calls us like a boy.
What?
Like she says, actually, like, no, boy. And I'm like,
what
does that even mean?
What?
She's going to kill me when she listens to this.
Oh, my gosh. I can just tell that in her mind, it's like B-O-I, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yes. There's no why. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's wonderful. And then so what about the older one?
She's like, she's actually really clever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. Like, she's been funny for her whole life. Like, she would make puns when she was, like, 8. So I've always been, like, really impressed by her.
Well, her dad's got to be funny. I can't see that you are going to spend all your time with anyone who isn't funny.
We laugh a lot, for sure. Yes. It is it's a good... Yeah, we have a good time. Actually, I feel like our favorite times are probably, like, when, like, we're joking around in the car. I feel like that's...
That's where you get a lot of inspo.
Yeah. But they get really embarrassed when they look at some of the cards.
Really? Like which ones? That's well, you have so many of them.
Okay, so like the card that says you're the breast.
Yeah.
You know, like they like want to die when they see it, you know?
Or like you're the baddest bitch I know.
Yeah, so I think I do embarrass them a little bit in that way. Yeah. Hopefully someday they realize like these are actually cool, but I don't know if they think that yet.
Well, so this is great. In a world of brand muffins, you are a beautiful cupcake.
Yeah.
Even bitches like me know when to say thank you. Mm-mm-mm. This card, this is great. This is so me. This card is late because, number one, I send everything late. Yeah. Number two, I forget everything. Amen. Number three, life has just become a blur. Amen. Yep. And number three, who are you again? So speaking of life becoming a blur, how was 2020 for you? Did it change your workload at all?
Actually, 2020 was the best year I've ever had.
Oh my gosh. Duh, but hold on.
I know.
Like, for you producing wise and also sales wise?
Sales wise.
All of that makes sense.
Yeah.
All of that makes sense.
I hate saying it, you know, because so many people are struggling, but it was great. People really got into sending cards there for a minute, which was really cool. And it was only like a minute, but other than the usual senders, you know, people that haven't sent it in years or whatever. And we did a big fundraiser with Go Pantry. And we were able to donate quite a bit of money through that, which was cool.
And so what is Go Pantry?
They're a food bank in Northern Kentucky.
Okay.
I think that they help probably like, I don't know the numbers, but it's like thousands of kids.
Oh, that's so amazing.
I never knew until I came across it that like there are so many, I don't remember the term they use. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, without food, but it's like,
people
know,
in need.
It's not always, they're not confident in having meals.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like, you know, I was on the news and stuff. So that was really cool.
Cool.
But we were able to donate quite a bit of money.
Wow. Maybe. Awesome.
Yeah. And like, we actually had like a food drive and we were able to donate like 2,000 food items or something.
Oh, that's so cool. Congratulations.
Great. Yeah, it was good. So it was like a lot of local energy. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was nice.
And that's right in your, it's right in your neighborhood there.
Yeah. And it's run by these really great people. And I keep trying to volunteer, but like, you know, you'll get the email that they have an opening and it'll mm-hmm. be gone within like seconds.
Oh, wow.
There's so many people that want to help them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's good. I feel like they've gotten a lot of good publicity in the past year. So that's great.
Cool.
Yeah. Which is what we tried to do.
Yeah.
Was to kind of let people know about it.
So did you have like a portion of the proceeds from your...
I actually donated 100% of the... I made this like COVID line.
Ah.
And those were like the really popular ones where I was just kind of being snarky about it.
Yeah.
The advantage that I kind of had over other card companies, which of course have lots of COVID cards now, was that I could print my cards immediately. So the minute that COVID happened, I had a line of like 10 different cards that, you know, were just blowing out. Like,
oh, wow.
It was crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Wow. So when you were...
This one was from that line, Germs.
And this one says, got my germs all over this card, slobbered all over the envelope too. Yeah.
I tried to just, you know, I tried to be silly, you know.
Oh, I love your snarkiness. Were you, did you ever get in trouble as a kid or in school for your mouth or for being having an attitude a little bit?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel seen right now. I've always, it's funny, I was just talking to my husband about this. When I was in second grade, I got in so much trouble because I was always rolling my eyes.
Ugh, no way.
And I still do. Like every single day. Nothing has changed. So, like absolutely nothing has changed.
Oh gosh. Isn't that how it goes? Like,
yes.
Do you think that's why you and your mom like maybe had so much?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes. I was full of sass. Always. Always.
Yeah.
It never. Yeah.
Me too. I have vivid memories of sitting in the back of my parents' cars and like just serving them up with the bitchiest, little one-liners and just reveling in it, like,
yes, like, I am the queen.
When I was a kid, I was a child. Yeah. Like, definitely, like,
But it's funny, though, because sometimes when they say those snarky things, you're, like, slightly proud at the same time.
Maybe
right?
A little bit, yeah. Oh. I know my mom and I also have a complicated relationship.
Of course.
She also is a huge part of my life, if not, like, the biggest part of it outside of work and myself,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But she's the same way.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, I got this from you, okay?
Yeah. And you taught me everything I know.
Exactly. Did you ever say when I was young and I'd get in trouble, and it was always from my attitude or things I would say? I would say, well, I'm just like you, so you can thank yourself. You raised me.
I actually have a Father's Day card, and I haven't put Father's Day up on the site yet. I really need to do that, that says, every time I do something idiotic, just remember, you're the one that taught me.
And are you still close with your dad?
Yeah, it's actually been, we've had a lot of time where, you know, we've gotten to kind of have a good relationship, like, because it was complicated. My parents were divorced,
mm-hmm.
So it was complicated to kind of have a relationship with both of them.
Yeah.
And I think he kind of, like, took a side, you know, when mom was sick. It was kind of like, you know, he kind of stepped back and just let, you know, he was there for me 100%, but you know, he kind of just stepped back and didn't, you know, obsess. And I remember after she died, he called me every single day for, like, a year.
Really?
Every day. So, like, you know, he wouldn't talk about it per se, but he was there.
Mm-hmm.
He was checking in. And, like, you know, we had things that we had to wrap up through her death. And because she owned a building, we had to, like, clean out this building. So my dad and I were, like, bonding, just cleaning. And, you know, we had to clean out her refrigerator. Mm-hmm. From sitting there for 2 months.
What was the harshest thing to inside of it?
Well, if you think you let your celery go bad now, like, just think about it being in there for 2 months.
Yeah.
Probably even longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was crazy. We were just dumping stuff into trash bags. I kept things that brought back a memory.
Yeah.
So, and I have a good story for you, actually, now that I bring this up. My mom was really into horses, and, you know, it would make fun of her so bad because she would think, you know, all these, like, horse figurines and stuff were, like, so cute.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would just tease her because, like, she wanted the one that didn't have the mane on it so that you could see its cute little ears, you know? And, like, I am so her now. Like, it's embarrassing.
Really?
Adam and I went to Nevada to look for wild horses.
Wow.
Like, I am her.
You went, did you find any?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, how was
that?
It was
super cool. We're going to take the girls. Only one of them is excited about that.
So you saw wild, like a gaggle of Mustangs.
Yeah, like,
that
they're just
so,
like, hanging
cool
out on the side of the road. So we would go, and we would kind of, like, bother them, you know, like, to take pictures of them and stuff. It was pretty awesome. And you know, I asked Adam the whole time, like, when you married me did you ever imagine I was gonna make you do this with me?
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, never. But guess who wants to go back?
Yes.
Like, it was so fun and so weird and different. It was good. But it's totally something my mom would have done.
Yeah.
You know, she loves it. So it's just kind of funny.
Do you think you
comes
see
full circle?
Have you become your mom in other ways?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like, she would, like, take naps in the car and stuff.
You take naps in your car?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
I'm not driving.
Okay. I'm like, do you get in the back of the car and, like, lay down?
No, just, like, in the parking lot. You know, take a little snooze.
Yeah.
I'll go in and drive through just to get an iced tea, which is what she would do. You know, there's, like, all these things.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember when I was growing up, she would try to get the best salsa recipe. Like, she was always, like, making salsa at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was so disgusting. And, like, she could drink salsa.
Yeah.
And guess who can drink salsa now?
Like, oh, no way.
You know, like, I am obsessed with salsa now. So it's kind of funny. Like, every day it's like, I'm her.
Wow.
Like, to a T, it's funny.
I would say congratulations, though, for becoming your mom. I think that happens to all of us.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Really. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so, too. I wouldn't have thought that when I was younger, but now I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm carrying on her legacy of being super weird about horse figurines.
And I'm sure you're super weird about a lot of other stuff, too.
Definitely.
For sure. Which I think is amazing. I think people, like, embrace your weirdness and share it with the world.
It's true. You should, actually. Yes. That's when people compliment my cards when I do, like, a show or trade show or something. You know, I say that I just try to make them as ridiculous as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know. Why not?
Yeah. You only live once.
Yeah.
Do you have a card that sticks out in your mind of one that you just absolutely love?
Well, I was going to tell you about the biggest seller, but I actually kind of hate it now because it's so old and it still sells so well.
All right. Well, yeah, you got to tell me now.
It says, I feel bad for people who aren't friends with us, real bad. And it's, you know, Urban Outfitters bought it.
Yeah.
You know, so it was, which was a moment, certainly, that they bought my cards.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So, you know, that was great. But, you know, I have cards that, like, there's no design on that card. It's very simple. But it still sells like crazy.
Because that's what everybody thinks.
I know.
That's what everybody thinks. You know, you're talking about everyone has a podcast because everyone, that exact sentiment in your card, everyone thinks like everyone needs to be listening to what we're talking about.
Yes.
For sure.
Because we're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think that there's so much beauty in that though. The younger generation, we were not like that when we were kids. Do you think?
No.
They have so much confidence and express themselves in ways that just didn't exist when we were kids.
Yeah, like they'll surprise you big time. Yes, I fully agree.
You know,
I was like an idiot when I was 14.
Oh, same.
You know, but
and I feel like there were some people who were so outlandish, right?
Yeah.
But they like were child stars. Yeah, or they were famous kids or something.
You know? Right. Yeah.
So I think it's wonderful. And then, so which one is your favorite?
My favorite. Oh man, that's tough. I mean, I really like the one that says every wrinkle and gray hair makes us more badass.
True.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with friends about getting older and wiser.
Mm.
And
not really wiser, just older.
No,
right?
I'm just older. I guess just being more solid in your heels of like, this is it, back off.
Right.
I had a moment over the weekend last weekend of like, I'm the oldest one here. I'm doing this. That's pretty cool. I'm okay with that. Do you think that you have moments over the past decade with your business where you were like, all right, growing into this?
Yeah, I've actually felt sometimes like I'm getting too old for it, though. Like, I'm am I still cool? Like, are my jokes still funny?
I feel that.
I worry about that sometimes.
I would say
but
yes.
But I also have an element of just getting older and getting, like, crankier, which I think can't be a bad thing. You know, it's
no,
like,
definitely,
because it actually is good fuel for cards.
It really is. I mean, it is. And also, though, there are also millions of other people who are your age now who are exactly how you are now. There were 10 years ago and there will be in 10 years.
Hopefully,
you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but there are people who are going to agree with you on every level.
Yeah.
Don't you? I mean, right?
I hope.
So I'm like, I wouldn't worry about getting older because it's like millions of people getting older with you who are still always going to feel the same way, you know?
Yeah, hopefully, yes.
Well, you know, I would say keep doing what you're doing. Why would you stop now? Sometimes I do think I'm getting I agree with you of like, am I getting cool? I would say, am I like less cool now? I would say TikTok is what did it for me.
Yeah.
Honestly, TikTok.
TikTok.
That thing. I hate it so much. It gives me a headache.
Yeah, but you can't stop looking.
I can't figure it out. Yeah, I guess. I just like I only open it up when I have to at work. Oh. And then I'm like, I can't do this. I don't know. It makes me feel old.
If you look through it though, you can't stop.
I mean, it's true. That is definitely
sit there for an hour.
Oh my gosh, right? And you're like, oh my God.
That's embarrassing.
Hold on. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
There are definitely times where you like, or you check right before you go to bed, right? And then like an hour and a half later, you're like, it has been 90 minutes.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
And you look around, nobody saw, right? I hope.
Well, so what's on the agenda for the coming year for you?
I don't know. I told you I don't have a business plan.
Did you have no. A resume before?
I had a resume for a minute. It was short-lived, though. I'm still really good at writing resumes. I feel like I've actually helped some friends.
No way.
Write resumes. Yeah, I used to be pretty good at that back in my prime.
I would have been one of those people who I once paid someone to make a resume for me and then I never used it.
Oh.
And I never, yeah.
Well, hey, well, I think that's a good thing, though.
It seems like you're just good with your brain and writing in general. It's, you know, yeah, you seem to be super, super smart. One of your newest arrivals, Hanging On By a Thread with a Needle and Thread.
Yeah.
I'm Doing Great, Sweetie. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I'm doing great.
Oh heck. Well, okay, so Kelly Colette Papery, you can find all her stuff at ColettePapery.com, and you have amazing stickers, you have cards, you have paper notepads, you have keychains. People can buy stuff wholesale.
Yes.
Stuff that is on sale. This is so much fun. Oh my gosh.
It's a lot of fun. I have a good time.
You have a recipe notepad.
Yeah, there's a lot of different notepads. I want to make more. I really love notepads. Notepads are fun.
People love notepads.
I think so, too.
You know, can I put in a request?
Yeah.
Will you make a legal pad that isn't made out of, like, cardboard, but, like, a legal pad that has, like, some stuff written around it?
Oh, on, like, the binding?
Yeah, on, like, a big legal pad, though?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right, I'll work on that.
I think that would be great. So I'm always looking for a legal pad that's like got some
personality.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't like the standard pale yellow?
No. But like there are some legal pads, because that's what I write on, like work on all day. But there are some that are pretty much just look like a card, but there isn't enough space to write. Like you still need as much space to put as many words on the paper as possible, you know?
Yeah, right.
So.
But
anyway.
You need to find a way to, like, incorporate your sass onto the edges.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I get that.
All the sass.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on Person of Interest.
Thank
you. You guys can look up this diva, the queen of the empire, as you say. You're on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
I have everything.
All the things.
All the things.
All the things.
Colette Papery. That's the name on everything.
Colette Papery. What exactly is a papery?
I don't know.
Exactly what you're doing. Yes.
They still have cards.
Her stuff is really, really amazing. Husband and wife for life. It's your birthday. I was probably going to drink anyway. Cheers. I love you. Are a flamingo in a world of boring ass pigeons.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right to you, girl. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else we haven't covered that was dying?
I don't think so.
All right, cool. Thank you so much. That's it. We're good to go. You're amazing.
I am? No one.
Yes. That was super fun and cool. I was like, we should be friends.
We should. We are.
I mean, right? Oh, my God. She's great. And the whole thing comes from such a birthplace of love, from going through nastiness with her mom and the pain that is cancer and watching your parents go through it. Oh, girl. Kelly, thank you so much for coming on. Again, you can find her and all of her amazing products at ColettePapery.com. That's Colette with one L, ColettePapery. And on Instagram at ColettePapery. And same thing on Facebook. She's on Etsy. All the things. Google it and then go from there. She prints at her home so you can get stuff ASAP. Obviously, that was recorded earlier in 2021, and before Mother and Father's Day. And now, here we go, chugging on through the summertime. I hope you all have an amazing day. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning into this. This is what an amazing journey we're on, babes. And whatever it is you do today, make yourself proud. I'll talk to you next time.